Please welcome Ty Barnett.
I'm from Chicago, but I pay child support in Seattle.
Jackie Fabulous.
I am mixed with Negro and nigger. That's it. There's nothing. There ain't no white, ain't no Indian. I'm all black.
My full name is actually Tyrone. See, somebody grabbed their purse. The name in Ireland actually means inspired and prone to creativity. In America, it means we're not hiring. So.
I said, well, that depends. Are you casting Shirley for what's happening?
400 years ago, this would have been an auction.
I had the small boobs, little tight booty. I was the hottest girl in fifth grade.
Your mom's a bitch.
Yeah, sometimes she get like that.
What's up, America, the planet, the world? Fuck that, the universe. It's the Outspoken Tokens. Ty Barnett.
Jackie Fabulous. Turn down your enthusiasm to about a three.
Hey, look. I am.
You're
I usually
33 right now.
I usually try to figure out how to get my energy at an even keel. So I said this show, the second show of the new year, by the way, that I will start out.
Well, you scared
super
me.
Up there.
You
sorry.
Scared me. I'm sorry.
Sorry. But we're back. Show number two of 2014.
What it do, 2014?
There's a lot going on already. Already. We don't know. We're going to be all over the board with this episode, to be honest with you. We got a
informative, though. We'll always be informative.
You're going to learn some shit. Mm-hmm. I can tell you that. Mm-hmm. Yes, you will go back and you say, you know what? Those are two funny Negroes. Mm-hmm. Pretty sure. So let's start this off. The Golden Globes happened and everything. Now they got
my girls, what vaginas hosted and knocked it out. I'm telling you, bitches are funny because we're all crazy and we got pent up anger.
I will agree with the crazy part. Yes.
We're funny. Tina Fey, Amy Poehler, shout out to my two Caucasian mothers, a sister from another mother. I don't know how it works.
They're awesome. You know what? Honestly, I think that's why they signed them 2 years in a row, because they know they're good.
And
They don't overstep, but they go right to the line.
Yeah.
They go right there.
And they're not necessarily classy ladies, but they're not crass.
No, not at all.
That's why they're awesome.
They're every woman.
Yes.
Yeah.
They're like,
it's all in them.
They're like, and on Facebook, they're very honest. They're like, look, I would do so-and-so. I've been drinking. I'm about to go bang my husband. They're very real. I like them.
Yes. I think that's why people tune into them, because like there's something very relatable about them both. Yeah, so, I mean, it was honestly, I will say, it was one of the more talked about shows. Not just for, you know, who got nominated and all that stuff, but, like, some of the backstage stuff. The chick from, what's it, Leah? I can't.
Lena Dunham from Girls, the executive producer, creator, writer, and star, has been getting a lot of flack. Because people have been asking, why is she naked all the time? Which I will attest, I watched the show, have been for years. She's always naked. When she's with a boyfriend or hanging out at home, which is real life. When you're at home, are you always dressed? No. With your lover, are you in bed in a jumpsuit? No.
No. Not, but.
She's not skinny, and they don't like it.
I think that's why they're saying it, though.
That's one of the reasons why.
Like, if she was, and no disrespect to her, because, again, I have not seen the show. I do not know what this girl looks. I know what her face looks like. I have seen her, but I haven't seen the show, so I don't know what her nipples look like. But I'm going to assume that she just has very real, would you say, Midwest nipples? Like,
she looks like an average girl. She's not skinny. She's like what a lot of women look like with their clothes off.
Like I said, Midwest.
Okay, Midwest we chicks. Can call that. She has small breasts. They're perky. Nipples are looking right at you. They're friendly. They're friendly titties.
That's right there, Peoria, Illinois.
But women are like, why is she always naked? I'm like, how about you try and excel? She's 26.
Well, one, because you got haters, first of all, that, you know, again, first of all, no one would complain. No, actually, you would get people complaining if she had a super fine body. And then she was always showing her body. But, oh, the show's about sex all the time. I can't believe this. You know what I'm saying? But dudes wouldn't complain. They'd be like, yeah, you ever see that show, girls? But I guess women, they were confused on what to complain about. Like you said, why shouldn't they just embrace the idea that this chick is a writer, producer, actor? The show is getting rave reviews and everything like
that. It's already been renewed for season 4. And the first episode of season 3 just came out on Sunday. So I'm like, It's not even like they had to see four shows. They're like, no, we want it back. We don't care about her
enough
nipples.
We're good.
We're good.
We want to see another season of nipples.
Ladies, when you're in bed with your man, are you fully dressed? Are you in a turtleneck and a beret? No.
She
you're
doesn't
naked.
Have to, though. You don't need to be fully dressed. But, I mean, unless we're going to bed, you don't need to be naked.
Well, she's just finished doing it with her boyfriend.
Okay,
in most
scenes. That's fine. But, yeah, you don't just come to bed.
No,
in bed
it's
naked.
In the morning and they're whatever. They just finished doing it. And, you know, you don't go and get pajamas after you've done it. You want to go to bed.
That confuses dudes. In the middle of the day, you just come in and you just lay there naked. And you don't want to do anything. You just laying there naked. We're looking at you like, what the fuck is going on? What's up?
I've gone to bed with the intention of having sex. And we'll get up in the morning and he'll look over at me and I'm wearing full pajamas. I'm like, it got cold. Like, when the hell? Where'd you get flannel from? We went to bed both with nothing on.
Yes. But it was a lot of talk also about Gabrielle
Sibide.
Yeah. See, Jackie, she's so good at these names. Oh, wait. Well, I don't want to get distracted, but Jackie's going to tell you a name that she finally learned how to say.
Oh.
But let's finish this story. We don't want to be OCD,
okay,
like ADD.
I'm excited, though.
ADD about this. But Gabrielle, what's her name again?
Sibide.
Precious. Yes. To most ghetto motherfuckers.
Yeah.
You know,
black folks
they don't know her real name. You ain't Precious?
No,
oh, she gonna
her
always
name
be
is Gabrielle,
precious.
Asshole.
She going to always be Precious to me. I got to tell you that. But she got a little flack because of what she showed up in, which was like
I have so many feelings.
I'm not. Let me tell you this, and I'm being straight up.
Yes.
I have zero problem with big women. Zero.
You best not. I wouldn't be here if you did.
But here's what I will say: you have to get in where you fit in.
Literally. Like, you need to fit in something.
No, well, even if it's the color. Like, I think more people, if it would have been a black dress, honestly, I don't think people would have said anything.
No.
I think because it was a white dress and you could see more. And again, it's just how we are as society. We will look at things and we judge. That's what we do. People like to act like they don't, but they'll look and they judge. They may or may not say anything, but they will judge. They would at least make a decision in their mind based off what they see. And when you first see that picture, like I said, I didn't look at it like, oh, my God, it's disgusting. I was like, man, best dress for her to pick.
You were nice about it.
Yeah.
And for ladies out there listening, if all of you have to have a number one before your size is on your tag, we're all together. It's always going to be a one. There'll be a zero or a two or a four, but it's going to be a one in front of it. Let's just accept that. Gabrielle probably has not a one or a two, but she might even have a three. She's a big girl. She's a big one. She knows it.
Yeah, which is fine. Just about the ensemble. It's almost like, and then to see now on the flip side, if you look back at Laura Flynn Boyle, when she wore the fucking...
The swan thing. Or the ballerina outfit she
wore. Yeah, like the people clown that. You know, it's like, yo, that's probably just not the best look for you. And, you know, and I think that's what it is with this with Gabby. Because like, you look at her, like she's a very beautiful girl. You know what I'm saying?
She got a boyfriend, and she's working. So her comeback was incredible. She said, look, I am really sad about these comments. Let me go get on my private jet and do my dream job while you guys clown me and my size.
Which is a good comeback, but, you know, everybody did at least
ask. Everyone in
the
business is like, where you get a
private jet? Where you a private? You did Precious and Tower Heist.
So you got a little bit above scale. Maybe they bumped it up a lot for you, but you still ain't in no private jet.
You got a private jet off of two movies?
Okay.
Damn.
So we forgot about your size. Who your agent?
Exactly. I don't give a fuck what the movie is. Hey, who is representing you? What contract did you sign that in two movies you can get a private jet? That shit is amazing.
Because I remember, I didn't even think that. I was talking about her dress with Kim Whitley, Raising Whitley on OWN, Saturdays at 9.
Yes, who Jackie Fabulous is a huge part of.
Yeah, I'm a part of it. And, and she's my friend.
She's awesome. I like Kim.
Yeah, Kim is awesome. She'll be a guest one day, hopefully, God willing. Yes. Kim was like, where'd she get a private jet from? Well, you've been doing it as long as Kim has. Your first thought is, bitch.
How the fuck you get a private jet?
Where you get a jet if I'm on the bus or waiting for a driver, which he is.
But he's in there like, hold up, wait a minute. A private jet, because you got to think the fuel alone, you need to have a certain amount set.
The fuel alone is a salary for most of us for a year.
There's no way in the world you got a private jet. But you are doing your dream job, which I'm assuming is acting. So good props to her.
But let's keep it real. Let's make it healthy for everyone to understand also. Nothing wrong with being thick or above average.
Titties!
Yeah, like, oh my God. He just became 9.
Sorry.
But Gabrielle, I do see you from time to time. You have to lose weight. I'm keeping it real. You will not live to 50, and you want to be an old woman in the game. It's all everyone's goal after we get over
you
the
You want to be able to play the chick that played on What's Happening.
Exactly. You have to lose weight, Gabrielle. I know you feel fat and fabulous, and you're running, and you're doing your job, and you feel amazing. You should. While you're working on your goals, be happy.
Look, even Jennifer Hudson lost weight.
Yes, but so. You do. It's unhealthy, and you're unhealthy.
Get down to Queen Latifah size.
I love you, because Queen look good.
Queen Latifah size is cool.
Queen
she still
is pretty,
looks sexy. And
she can still get on top of you, and you don't have to go have an asthma attack.
Nope.
Yep.
Right.
Queen can take it.
I think that was Jackie's way of saying, just in case Queen Latifah hit on her.
I met her. And I'm not sure if she, I think she flirted with me. I'm not sure. But then again, I'm not going to say another word because I want to be on her show one day.
I got you. Total sense. All right, you guys, we got a lot more to come. That's just the beginning. That's just the fucking
beginning. I
feel finished.
Beginning. I'm exhausted already.
All right, we'll be right back. Outspoken Tokens, Ty Barnett.
Jackie Fabulous.
In a minute. Peace.
Hey, y'all. Outspoken Tokens with Jackie Fabu.
And Ty Barnett.
We are back, and we're about to break down the things that women live for. Nominations for award season. What? This morning, Oscar nods were announced, and I've seen about 90% of the movies that came out.
Really?
90. Were there that many?
90.
Nobody cares that much. But the nominations, first of all, I'm very proud that one of the stars of 12 Years a Slave.
Oh, wait. No,
I can
wait,
say
wait,
his name
no,
now.
No, wait, wait. That's all I meant to set up for you guys. I meant
what?
To set it up for you guys earlier.
What?
Jackie, because again, I don't know anybody else that can say this. So yes. Jackie is going to say the name. She's not even, wait a minute. She's going to tell you, she's going to say the name, not tell you who that name belongs to and see if you can guess. We're going to pause 2 seconds. And if you know, she's going to say the name, pause 2 seconds, see if you can guess it, and then she's going to tell you.
Ooh,
okay?
Dramatic.
So go with the name. What's the name you can pronounce now?
Chiwetel Ejiofor.
Do any of you know who the fuck that is?
You do. He is a light-skinned black man that works a lot.
He's he's more mocha.
Whatever. But his name, we always see him like, ah, that nigga. And that's
his
all we
face.
Got.
You know his
got.
Face.
That's
like,
all we got.
No, actually, he's a really good actor. The first time I saw him was in Four Brothers with Mark Wahlberg.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And the dude is versatile. He's mad versatile.
He does a lot, yeah.
Like, he played like a straight-up Detroit thug
yeah.
in that. And then, like you said, 12 Years a Slave. He's killing that, which is he's nominated, right?
Yeah,
he's nominated
the movie's nominated, and so is he, yeah.
See, that's awesome. And then, you know, that takes guts to nominate somebody whose name is what?
Chiwetel Ejiofor.
Thank you. Come Ooh. On. I feel bad for for his lady. She would have to give him a nickname.
She just called him Chew.
Yeah, that's Chew. C. C. C-E. C-E. That's my boy C-E right there.
So 12 years got an Oscar nod. American Hustle, have you seen that?
I did see American
You
Hustle.
Did. Yeah. American Hustle, the star of that movie is Amy Adams' nipples.
Yes. Oh,
because
my goodness.
The whole time, I'm like, how? I mean, she has small boobs, but how do they stay covered the whole time?
I kept waiting each time. I'm like, come on, just camp. A little slip. A little slip. Come on.
The fashion
camera.
In that movie was awesome. Like, this is the thing. Studio 54 and the partying scene back then, if I was a part of the sex, drugs, and disco era, I'd be dead at 34.
Pretty much. I would have been dead first night at Studio 54.
Because I look at those clips now, and I'm like, I wish I was there.
Yeah.
I don't even feel bad. I'm like, oh, God.
They're doing coke off of balloons in the middle of the dance floor.
And I love to
an
dance,
afternoon.
And I love fashion. I would not be here. I would have died early.
Nah, I dug it, though. I thought it was really good.
Yeah.
I liked the opening scene with Christian Bale. This is the only time I like Christian Bale. It's the only time I've seen him as Batman and all that. This is the only time I've liked his character that he's played.
What's the movie where he was a murderer years ago?
American Psycho?
Yes, I saw that with an old boyfriend, and that's how I think of the old boyfriend. Like, I saw American Psycho with you.
Psycho.
That's all I got with you. That's
you remind me of Christian Bale as American Psycho.
That's all I got. And Christian Bale was Batman. Blah. I can take it or leave it with him.
I don't like the Batman voice. Yeah. I don't like that. I'm like, all right, man, hold on. Are you here to save me or hurt me? What the fuck?
Wolf of Wall Street got an Oscar nod. And when I tell you, if you don't know about naked white women and drugs and sex, go see the movie. You'll be an expert afterwards.
I don't do coke, but I felt like I was missing out on something after I watched this movie.
I love the movie. Because it was a roller coaster ride. And being from the East Coast, the Bronx.
Is it like that? How much is it like that?
Back in the day when money, people were all about making money and hanging out and doing drugs.
The brick cell phones?
Yes. And my boyfriend equates it with the hip-hop era when there was money in it. Back in the, you know, the Naughty by Nature, the hey-ho days, when it was all about partying in clubs. And it was like that for white folks. It was a hip-hop era when they had money for white people.
Yes. Oh, wait, it was our. You said it was our 90s.
Yeah.
Right?
It was our
90s.
Yeah. It was a good movie.
Early hip-hop didn't thrive as much. 90s hip-hop.
90s hip-hop. You thought everybody was paid because they were.
Yeah. Biggie?
Yeah.
Actually, when you saw that video, Juicy, you like,
I wish I was
that dude probably does have a limousine and a chauffeur. Got two, phone, 2 G's flat for a phone bill?
Okay.
Damn. But he ain't got to worry about it.
The 90s is when I was going to college, had a night job, would go dancing afterwards, and would come home, change, and go back to work. That was when life was simple. Remember that, people?
Gracious.
Where sleep was an option?
I'm sleepy just by hearing you say that little part right there. Like, I'm tired now. Like, I want to take a nap right in the middle of this
sleep
podcast.
Sleep was an option. Oh, I feel so sad.
It was a good movie, though, and I don't know, like, see now, but I got to go see some of these other movies. I know I've seen American Hustle, and I think there's one more that I want to go in there and go see, but.
I have the two. I have Nebraska, which was nominated also in Philomena.
You saw Nebraska?
No, I have the DVD.
Really? And I want to see it.
And Philomena, I have the DVD, and it's all, Senior Citizens were killing it this year, because Nebraska, Bruce Dern is a star. He's like 106, and Philomena, Judi Dench, which is about 104. They are killing it. The movie.
She's still sexy,
she's
too.
She's still, isn't she? These she's Brits, still, boy, they could get it.
I'm telling you. You know, who's the chick? Is that the chick? Who's the chick in red?
Helen Mirren. I know.
Brothers I will let her shoot me in the head at least once.
Brothers of all ages. Because Brits, I feel like they're less, we're prudes. Americans are very like, no, I don't do that. Where Brits are like, I did that when I was 9.
Let me tell you, they have their regular newspapers over there. Full nudity.
Really?
Full nudity.
Awesome.
You could tell I was an American the first time I saw it. I'm like, I'm sitting there wiping myself. I'm like, okay, I got to calm down. I mean, newsstand, the middle of the day. These people looking at me like, what the
there
hell
are
is
kids
going on
right
with
here, Ty. Jesus.
And a nun. But, so no, it's, I'm, we're going to see. We're going to see. We're going to see. All right, so look, you guys, we got to, I want to do this thing here now, and then we're going to keep talking a couple more entertainment things here, because there's a lot more entertainment shit that went on.
Yeah, do what you wanted to do about the whole guys and girls and what we figured
no,
out.
No, okay, so here's a new thing we're going to try and do every week. This is what we said, we're going to try and pick segments that we feel are very needy. They need to be said.
Yes.
And so the new segment is what a guy thinks and what a girl thinks. So basically, Jackie and I will share a tidbit of information about the male gender and the female gender to help the other opposite sex get along in whatever point you are in
your life.
Or
not help with a man I help at all.
See, that's just like a female. I'm just kidding.
I'm just saying.
just like a female. Tripping. No, I'm just kidding. So yeah, ladies first. I will, if you have a bit
Okay. When you mentioned this idea earlier, I'm like, oh, I just had this conversation. I was laying, it was pillow talk time. And ladies, if you want a guy to discuss stuff that he won't discuss any other time, do it during pillow talk time, which is means when he just finished reaching the pinnacle of whatever it is you were trying to help him reach.
Right after you came?
Yes.
Oh my God. I don't know about that.
Or before, but when you're both laying in a vulnerable, relaxing state.
You better ask him right before.
Right.
Ask him right before.
No, but when they're relaxed, you could ask him anything.
No. I'm going to tell you right now, you could ask me to fucking light myself on fire right before I came, and I would at least think about it.
Oh, because you really want, like, I got to come. Yes. Come on.
It's the for a guy, it's one of the most euphoric feelings ever. So right at that moment.
For mammals.
If you ask me that, then I would at least consider it. But right after, I'm like, get the fuck out. Okay. What's wrong with you? But go ahead. Okay.
No, it's not deep. I just asked him the other day because we were talking about dating and is it difficult. So I said to him, I said, am I difficult to deal with? And I was like, wow, this is a question where this may be over after tonight. But I wanted to know. And he was like, you know what? You're not. You have your moment because I'm a woman. But overall, I'm fun. I'm a pleasure. And when I am difficult, he sees it coming. A lot of women are would be too scared to ask any guy, am I a problem sometimes? Because we're moody, we're needy. If not all month long, at least a week a month, we're fucking batshit crazy. So women, every now and then, don't be afraid of the answer, but ask your man, am I difficult? And if he says yes, say, okay, well, what can I do about that?
But thank you. Okay, but look, be open to that.
Yes, open.
Don't ask that question and be like, that's entrapment if you get mad at him for answering the question in a truthful way.
Yes.
If you make him feel like he can approach you, I can tell you right now, he's more likely to say, okay, yeah, you know what? You kind of get on my nerves a little bit.
He's not going to volunteer it.
No.
But if he tells me, it's because I opened the door in the conversation.
Yes.
And he did say, sometimes you be tripping. Now, that to him, very elementary, very straightforward, but that is the most loaded fucking statement you could ever hear in your life.
But now when he wakes up, he will probably still be there.
Yeah, exactly. Because he's like, oh, I almost had to leave the bitch. Thank you for bringing it up.
Thank you for telling me now. Thank you for giving me
now that I know that you're open, there's a chance we may not break up this weekend.
Yes.
So, ladies, every now and then, don't assume, look, I suck it, I cook it, I ride it. That ain't enough.
No.
Because mentally you are a pain in his ass.
Not for a dude. I'm going to tell you right now, ladies, not for a guy that is over 34, 35.
Because they need stress relief that is not always sexually related.
No, not at all. I can tell you that right now. I haven't enjoyed sex fully in a long time. I'm just kidding.
Now, okay, that's me. Go get yourself in trouble. All right. Now, now bring it to you.
Okay. My thing is, ladies, don't make a guy feel like he has to do something. Don't make him feel like he has to do anything. Meaning that if, like I'm a big door opener.
Yes, you are.
That's what I do.
I'm around you. I never touch a doorknob. You could be like 8 paces behind me. You'll actually run to catch up to the door. I'm like, this is amazing.
I'm a door opener.
I love that about you.
But don't make me feel like I have to open your door.
Don't stand there like, ahem!
Don't just look at the door. Don't walk up ahead of me, stand there, wait, look at the door. Because guess what? I don't give a fuck. If both of your arms are in a sling, you better use your foot. Use your foot. Because then that's the assumption part. Don't ever do that. If you want your dude to do something nice for you, don't make him, even with sex. And a lot of women don't like to understand, hear this and think this. Just because you have a vagina, just because you have one, that doesn't mean that it's always wanted.
I'm kind of hurt.
No, but see, but you got to understand. I'm not saying it in a way that you're not wanted as a woman. I'm talking about we may not even want to have sex right at that moment. No, sometimes we just want to be around our woman. That's it.
You know what I've done that's happened? We've actually gone in the bedroom with the intent of doing it, and instead, for some reason, I want to discuss something. And then I'm like, all right, well, we got it out. Let's go. He's like, no.
No, I'm
scared. And I'm like, why? I just wanted to talk about it real quick. He's like,
I'm emotionally drained.
He said, Jackie, my penis has gone inside my body.
Because, yes. You see, women got to understand, it is a muscle that has to be stimulated. In order for it to be stimulated, there has to be signals sent from the brain to stimulate the blood flow. That's science. That's straight up biology. That's what it is.
Yes.
So if you are in that mindset of making the guy feel like it's a chore to have sex.
It's my bad.
We got to do this. We got to do this now. And then, no. Because at that very moment, the dude is like, it's like feeling like he has to go to work.
Yeah.
Like, oh, shit, I got to go to work. As opposed to saying, hey, you know what? I got a job to do today. I'm going to go to my job.
I don't know what it is where I've been compelled after we've gotten naked to discuss something. And he's like, we came in here for this. You want to discuss this?
That's the
worst. Then guess what? Guess who's not coming?
Don't do that. Don't bring it up. No.
I'm doing it when I do it,
this,
though.
You know, this is the equivalent of us being in the middle of the moment, in the heat of passion. And then right before we're done, I'm like, you know what? It's a game on tonight. I guarantee you would not still be like, you'd be like, motherfucker, get off me. Get off me now. Now. Uh-huh. And I'm thinking about reporting you for some shit. You're just annoying me. I'm going to report you just for fucking annoying me.
So my point is that my timing sometimes is bad because I'm an emotional basket case who is still trying to rein it in at 42. I'm not ashamed. I'm never going to get the hang of this ever, just so you know. Universe, never.
Well, that's why we do segments like this. So hopefully we can help not only ourselves out, but we can help other people out there to try to figure out what it is they want to do.
A question for you, too. I've had this debate with a girlfriend. There is no plan, strategy, or game you can produce or perform to get a guy to do something.
What do you mean?
I don't know what I mean. I just I think I have gained insight into how to date because I realize and I can admit I don't know what I'm doing. I think that
are you talking about physically or just in
the whole thing about dating when you're involved with someone, if you go out there thinking, I know the key to everything, you realize you don't know anything about any, because it's another human being. There is no the books that are written, the Oprah shows, all the tricks.
It is
day by day.
There is no formula.
There is none.
To everyone. There can be a guideline. There definitely can be a guideline to how you conduct yourself with a general population. But
yes.
Individuals, there's no... Because, again, like I said, we talked about this before where I said there are some times where I just don't want to be around anybody.
Yes.
It doesn't mean I don't care. It just means that I really just don't want to talk to anybody. Whereas somebody else might be like, oh, my God, you must be going through some shit because you don't want to talk.
No,
not at all.
I
just want to have those moments. And when you think about it in the sense of relationships and what people want out of them, two totally different things as well. Let's say you catch somebody... And we talked about this, as a matter of fact, a few days ago, I was used to always being at a certain point, person in a relationship, whether it be the good person or the bad person in a relationship. I was always used to being that person, but I had my sketchy moments in my past relationships that, you know, I was like, man, so once I became single, I was like, oh, shit, then I really don't have to think about certain things, so let me look at it this way. Whereas Jackie was coming out of... You know, you were coming out of something and you were like, okay, well, now I want to live my life like this. And I, you know, I didn't go out like this before. What did you say? You said you didn't.
I was with someone for all of my 20s. So when that was over, I was kind of like, I'm about to figure out what this is all about. Is it fun? And then I realized, yeah, it is. And then I got a boyfriend again. I had several years to sow my oats, the old saying, because I spent all of my young years with one dude, faithful the whole time.
Right. See, and what I think with and when, if you catch certain people at certain points in their relationship, certain things apply.
Yeah.
That's why we said there's no formula to it. Mm-hmm. If you find somebody that's on the tail end of a shitty relationship and they're trying to renew their faith in relationships, you're going to have to approach them totally different.
You can't approach them with, I want to be a girl.
Hell
no.
You cannot. And that's guy or girl. Girls get scared because, you know, they want some psycho dude.
Yeah.
You want some dude, you got to put a fucking restraining order on and shit. You know what I'm saying? This motherfucker just will not leave my front lawn.
This is where this came from. My girlfriend texted me a book excerpt about sexual power over men. And she's like, did you read it? And I'm like, I saw the title. I did not. And she's like, well, maybe you get a ring if you read this. And I said, what does it mean? And she asked me, you ever had your man tie you up? Or no, she said, have I ever tied my man up? And I told her, I'm like, I wouldn't be attracted to a man who would allow me to. I said, because I'm a loudmouth, extroverted Leo, and I'm dominating.
There's no way in the world.
So I want to be dominated. I want the man to be a man.
There's no way in the world.
And then she said, well, you might get a ring out of it. I'm like, I wouldn't get a ring because I wouldn't like a dude that would like that.
There's no way. No. Let me tell you something. First of all, three things that are absolute no-nos sexually for me. Absolute no-nos. Blindfolds.
You with a girl.
Me.
Okay.
I don't even want to blindfold them because I don't want it to be any kind of...
Are you all about, I'm not catching the case. I got a career and kids.
Nothing.
I got a career and kids.
So no blindfolds, no handcuffs, and no ice cubes. None of those...
What's the matter with ice cubes?
It's fucking cold.
What if it's hot inside the house?
It ain't that... Come on. That's why AC is...
So I guess hot wax is out too?
That's... if you made me choose between one of the two, I would
hot wax
over the... There's nothing nothing sexy about being cold. Nothing. I've never been in the snow and said, man, I'm horny than a motherfucker right now. That's never happened.
Hilarious. Ice cubes are supposed to be tantalizing.
Never. No. But that's only in Do the Right Thing.
Oh, but if you
want the only time.
If you want to break skin, hot wax is okay, though.
Well, no. If you hold it at the right height, then by the time the wax touches your skin, it's
all
fine.
Right. He's revealing stuff. I've never done that. I ain't never got one of my $18 scented candles and decided to use that shit. Apparently you have.
Look, Jackie's like, motherfucker, that is $18. You better go to Walgreens. That's the wax that stays
is
on
you,
period.
Is that vanilla spice? Nigga, I know you not. My mama gave me that.
Hilarious. All right, you guys, we got way more show to come. We'll be right back after this. Outspoken Tokens, Ty Barnett.
Jackie Fabulous.
Oh, hey, before we forget, you guys, we are on the internet. This is what we forgot to do last show. I didn't even think about
promotion.
It until I listened to it. We didn't even promote our websites.
We
it's tybarnett.net.
JackieFabulous.com.
Facebook.
Jackie Fabulous.
And mine is Comedian Ty Barnett. And Twitter.
Jackie Fabulous.
That's it? Everything?
What's your Twitter name? Your Twitter name is not normal.
It's T Barnett 23. That's normal.
Who? 23? What's that?
Chicago.
You are not 23.
Chicago.
Ain't been for a minute.
Wow. Really? Really? You lucky I love you. See? That's what, see?
Uh-huh.
That's the bullshit. That's why motherfuckers got to get restraining orders on motherfuckers right there. Shit like that. But no, the 23 represents Jordan in Chicago.
Oh, let it go.
So it's T Barnett 23.
Let it go.
I couldn't use Ty Barnett. Somebody stole Ty Barnett and tried to sell it back to me.
Well, use your real name.
Tyrone?
Yeah. You looked at me like, what is it? You don't know it?
Because motherfuckers, that scared the shit out of motherfuckers when I go into casting offices. Tyrone doesn't get called in for casting.
I wouldn't be your friend if your name was Tyrone.
Exactly.
So put it that way.
Exactly.
Tyrone. Yeah. I don't hang out Tyrones no more.
Exactly. So no, we'll be right back. Outspoken Tokens, Ty Barnett.
Jackie Fabulous.
What's up, everybody? We're back. Outspoken Tokens, Ty Barnett.
Jackie Fabulous!
So, a couple things happened. Like I said, this episode, I guess we're devoting a lot to the entertainment industry because a lot of shit happened, man. You know, it was an ongoing battle between the Marvin Gaye's estate, his family, his kids, and Robin Thicke. Because, you know, Robin Thicke has the huge song, Blurred Lines and everything. It was on commercials and, you know, TV shows, fucking halftime show, diaper commercials, everything. I don't know. I think the Vatican used it once. I'm guessing. I might be wrong. But anyway, so they settled the suit in favor of the Gaye family.
I still don't hear it.
Listen.
But I don't get it.
Me and Jackie went about, we went over this a little bit before we started the podcast.
I researched this for months. I'm trying to hear it. I don't hear it.
I want you guys to listen to this. I'm going to play you guys this, both songs, and you tell me if you hear the similar. I heard it immediately. As soon as I heard, first of all, I'm a huge Marvin Gaye fan, so that's why I knew it. When I said, man, something sounds familiar about that. And then when I heard Marvin Gaye's song later that day, I said, oh, it's that one. And then I found out they weren't paying Marvin Gaye, and I was like, oh, shit, somebody's going to get paid.
I don't hear it.
So we're going to play this, and then you guys tell me. What you guys
I
think?
I still don't hear it.
All right. I didn't play it yet. All right. So here we go. Tell me what you guys think. Here we go.
You're not going to hear it.
That man is not your man. And that's why I'm going to take a good girl.
All right, so that's the that's the Robin Thicke version right there. Let's see what the Marvin Gaye version sounds like. Everybody get up.
I don't hear it.
It's right. Listen. Do-do-do. Everybody pay up. Fuck that. You know that's
they
the song.
They sound different to me.
That's the song. See, that's what they were hoping for.
I'm the
they were hoping that.
Am I tone deaf? I'm not, because I'm a really good dancer.
Look, I put it this way. Your head was bobbing at the exact same rhythm to both songs.
If that was the case, we would have no music at all, because my head bobs
them.
The same for everything.
Cut the check. Cut the check. That's what they say. You know what the kids say? Cut the check.
I'm sure Alan Thicke is outraged.
Well, maybe he can be the dad again and tell him. Everybody pay up.
And what's upsetting about this, not for me, because I don't have that kind of money, but I'm sure Robin's like, this is a lot of money we got to pay back.
Yeah.
Damn it, Paula Patton, put that dress back. We can't afford that, bitch.
Hey, hey, hey. Put that back. Hey, hey, hey. We don't have that money. Hey, hey.
Paula Patton is having an ice sculpture made right now of him and her in an embrace. You got to return that bitch.
At least melt half of it away.
Exactly.
Nay, nay, nay. Nay, nay, nay.
They're applying for bigger, better schools for the kid. They got to return the Maybach helicopter.
The bills will be late, late, late. Late, late, late. Sorry.
You can do this for the rest of the night.
I know. Stop before I annoy myself. Okay. Somebody's got to pay their money. It's cool. I mean, it's fine. Like you said, they made a lot of money off of it, so they can afford.
Yeah.
To cut. Yeah. Cut.
Usually, when these kind of contracts are made in business, entertainment overall, the money is put aside for lawsuits because it always might happen.
Yes.
So they're like, well, shit might go down. Put aside $100 million because, you know,
exactly.
We didn't ask nobody for permission.
I like both songs, so I can't say I won't listen
to
them.
Don't stop working, Robin. Don't disappear now, babe.
But it's going to be hard for him to top this song, though. You know that, right?
I know, yeah.
That's going to be a rough.
But he's hot, number one. He could get it. And he can sing. And he's a white dude that sounds black. He'll be working for a long time.
Yeah, really? Ask John B.
Well, Justin Timberlake will differ.
No, I'm talking about John B.
I know what happened to John B.
Exactly.
Well, John B. was really, he's kind of weird looking. He came out of nowhere. He's still on tour with Joe. Exactly.
Who?
Exactly.
I'm just kidding. Both of them are really good, guys.
Yes. You're all talented. I'm not trying to hate.
So, good luck to those guys. Your boy, the Biebs.
Bieber fever. Oh, my God. I love Justin. Oh, my God, Justin.
Some people's ears just bled just now.
That's my inner white teenage girl.
You know what? I'm going to tell you something. I don't really like talking about this cat, but he seems like a really nice girl. he's a sweet young lady. But no, listen. I really don't like talking about him because sometimes I feel like some people are overhyped, and he's one of those people that I feel are just really overhyped. But some of the shit that happens with this kid is amazing to me. Recently, he just got in trouble. He just got busted. His house got raided. His house got raided initially because he and some friends egged one of their neighbors in their gated community. Listen, think about that. You egg houses in your gated community.
Which means that we don't want to go too far.
Yeah.
We want to have fun close to home.
And that also means they know it's numbered houses. They know the number of people that could be in the fucking area.
The third house on the left.
That's it. Number three. That's who threw the egg. Number three. The guy right there.
What's funny is that he got busted leaving a brothel a while back and had to leave with a sheet to escape cameras. So who knew that he would get busted for leaving protein on someone's house instead of someone's back?
Oh.
Get it? There's a joke in there.
There's a Rocky reference, too, because he had the eggs in it. Okay,
you get it, protein and semen. You
know, everybody
anyone?
Know, huh?
Anyone?
Anybody? No? Philly?
I'm here all week.
But then... So when they raided his spot, you know, they found they because the initial report was that they found
eggs. Who has eggs in their house? Always was such a mystery. Sir, you got eggs. Come with us.
They found no.
I like omelets.
They went and raided his house.
His boy. They found it on his boy.
Yeah, but they said
it was
cocaine.
A rapper named God knows what. I don't know what it was.
Cares.
Some strange name.
Bieber Hanger Owner.
Yeah,
is his name, but. But the initial report was they found cocaine.
And I found out either today or yesterday it wasn't cocaine. It was actually ecstasy and Xanax, otherwise known as Molly.
Oh, that's it?
So it's less of a big deal.
I'm sorry, Justin. We thought you had illegal substances in here.
No.
Sorry. Can I get your autograph, please?
You just have date rape party drug.
It's that always trips me out when you say, and they call it Molly, I guess. Maybe crack just needs better PR. Maybe they just need a better PR person because Molly is like, oh, you just found Molly? It's fine. How is she?
Crack sounds offensive. It sounds aggressive.
Yeah.
Make crack sound more
You were doing Molly.
Friendly.
You were going through a phase. Crack, you like, what's wrong? What's wrong? That and meth. Both of those two. Both that and meth. And you're just like, really? What's happening with your life? But you know, you call something Molly or something. That maybe crack just needs a different name. Call it, hey man, we're gonna go smoke some, you know, Ernest.
Ernest, I've heard Ernest is really relaxing.
No, nothing. We're gonna smoke some Wilford.
Wilford? That sounds harmless.
Okay. It's fine. Man, I lost my home.
Ow!
I lost. Would that be the worst infomercial ever? to anti-drugs. It was like, they played the sad music and shit.
I lost my house to Wolford.
Yeah. I had a family, everything. I lost my dog. Do you understand what I'm saying? I had a 401k. One day I just went down the street and they were giving out Wolford, and then the dude said, hey, just take some.
But to someone who's lost it to crack? Well, it sounds like you're losing it to crack. Crack don't sound like you keep shit.
You deserve to lose it to crack.
You smoke crack? So, like, yeah, crack?
No, it was Wilford. Oh, okay.
Oh, baby.
It's fine. You okay?
You need a few dollars?
Pick me up some Wilford, too. Pick me up a few Wilfords.
Like Whitney said, crack is cheap.
Well, Wilford is awesome.
Exactly.
All right, you guys. We got a couple more things. We're going to do this next story, and to be honest with you, I very rarely like saying that I don't like someone that is called, quote unquote, an entertainer. But this next chick,
cool.
I can't stand this bitch. We'll be right back after this. Outspoken Tokens, Ty Barnett.
Jackie Fabulous.
We'll be right back.
Outspoken Tokens here in the He's House. I am Jackie Fabulous.
What's up, Ty Barnett? How's it going?
You sounded extra black just now. We are back to break down some more entertainment and life stories.
I have on a do-rag right now.
You know what's funny, guys? He does.
I do.
No exaggeration.
I just wear it at the house. I don't want to scare my
You
brothers.
Wouldn't get hired if you didn't wear it outside the house.
I do.
Our next story, someone that gets under most of our skins, but she disappears every couple of months. And then for some reason, like, I don't know, like the clap comes back. I haven't had the clap. It's just in a reference.
Listen, let me tell you something. Kate Gosselin. First of all, I never watched the show. I never watched Kate and the other dude plus eight.
In her defense, if I had more than six kids, I would shop a TV show also.
Yeah, because you would have a lot of time because you have nothing between your legs. Yeah. There's a lot of airspace.
Not saying she's bad for trying to make a living on TV, because I'm trying to make a living on TV, and she has 73 kids. But something about her is shady.
Yeah, and she, I told you, I'm not normally a dude. I'm not a dude that likes to fucking really, I don't like putting people down. I don't like doing that. I really don't. But I also don't like people that you can tell are just fucking media whores, just straight media whores. And this, you could tell she came from nothing before this, and she really is just trying to figure out, oh, okay, well, what's my next move? What should I do now? You know what I'm saying?
Because her kids were babies, and then they became toddlers and young kids. Now they're young adults, and she's like, I'm not letting go. I'm not letting go.
Exactly. So she had an interview today, not today, it was today, the other day, on the Today Show. And she had her kids, her twins. She had her twins on the show.
13 years old.
And the shit just seemed weird. So let's see here. Hold on. Here's a little bit of it.
What would you want to say about how you and your sister and your family are doing?
Maddie, your words.
Oh, it's your hard. Chance. It's a hard question.
Oh.
Awkward. Fucking awkward.
Kate was like, oh, apparently my daughters, they want help.
You didn't hear the coaching that I gave you before we came out here, girl? What the hell is wrong with you? You didn't read the manual that I wrote up and typed for you and put under your pillow last night?
My daughter's face was like, if child services, if I'm still young enough, can you please come get me?
She almost tried to say, help me.
They'd rather be in the system.
She was blinking Morse code with her eyebrows, just saying, please help me.
Her eyes were saying, foster care is better. That's what she was saying.
It just doesn't seem like they wanted. It didn't seem like they wanted to even be there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? They. It seemed like they were just like, "Hey, look, your mom said she won't put you guys in the dungeon if you come and do the interview."
I know.
You know what I'm saying? I don't see them being happy, well-adjusted kids like that.
Yeah, and the thing is, there is a way to hold on to entertainment even when your light is dimmed. And it's called personality or talent or find a gimmick that you can at least
Which
sell.
She has none of.
And Kate has nothing because she's not interesting enough to even seem like she could develop something we'd want to buy.
She had a bunch of kids.
That's it.
You understand? People in Nebraska do that shit every week.
And she seemed empty behind the eyes.
Yeah.
So when she wrote a book, we wouldn't care. If she tried to be a guru, we wouldn't care.
No.
She's naturally uninteresting.
Your vagina is more popular than you. The fact that you had 8 kids, and again, it's no disrespect to people who have kids. It's no disrespect to people who have a lot of kids. It's to me, I'm just pointing out the people who do that shit, and you can tell they're just trying to capitalize on the fact that they had a bunch of kids. Mm-hmm. And that to me, I see that all the time. I can call up a bunch of people that got a bunch of kids, and I can tell you right now, they ain't happy about the shit.
Somebody else with a lot of kids, Octomom, got busted on welfare fraud.
Oh, that's a surprise.
For her 14 children. She was trying to be a porn star. And you know what? For that, I even respect that more. Because that is a career. She tried, not porn, she was trying to do a tantalizing self-pleasure on camera type of video. Where you pay and watch. And there's a lot of money in that without having to actually bone somebody.
But wait a minute. You just watch her do her thing?
Yeah. She would pleasure herself and she would put it on camera and you'd pay to watch. And there's a lot of money in voyeurism.
Let me get this
without
straight.
Doing straight up porn.
I love porn. And let me tell you right now, when I say I love porn.
It's interesting.
Whatever.
I heard it's fun.
You've never heard of it. Come on. Anyway, but that is one thing where I could tell you right now, I have zero interest in. I'll watch 50-year-old ladies do it. I'll watch 60-year-old ladies go at it before I watch the Octomom just sit there and touch herself. Are you crazy?
But you know, obviously you're a respectable man, but there are a lot of men out
That's
there.
That's right.
A lot of men out there who they don't really care. And you know this.
Yeah, but come on. She doesn't even seem attractive.
She's got a face, tits, and vagina. A lot of men, that's it.
But so does my neighbor. All I do is get a couple drills.
You have standards.
I'm just kidding. I'm totally kidding. I'm totally kidding. There's no drills involved. She has windows. But
and no curtains. I'm just
hilarious. I'm just saying, to me, the energy that comes from her is just, it seems bad. And that interview with her kids, it just seemed even more awkward and shit. Hold on, we're going to play some more, and then you guys judge here.
You be the judge.
In a second.
What about you, Kara? So this is their chance to talk. This is the most wordless I've heard them all morning.
Yeah.
It's because they're scared, bitch.
Help me!
I don't want to speak for them, but Maddie, go ahead. Sort of the things that you said in the magazine, that years later, they're good, they're fine. Go for it, Matt.
Help!
It's your chance.
Yeah, you just said it.
I said it.
Are you sure you want me to stay? I can...
Yeah. Okay. So that was beyond freaky. Beyond freaky.
That girl who got kidnapped and was living 10 miles from home, whatever her name, Elizabeth Smart, she looked less scared than these two.
Oh,
somebody,
man.
Help these girls. They're 13. They have their whole life ahead of them.
Yes. Don't let this old lady mess up your chances at having a regular life. I'm sorry. Everything about her seems ingenuine. Everything about her.
Disingenuous.
Is that the word?
Yeah.
Okay, let me redo that.
No, leave it. We're learning. Don't change it.
Okay. But no, seriously, everything about her it seems really shitty. It seems really shitty. But like, I don't see anything about her that makes me feel that I even want to watch her. Like, you know, sometimes you'll see people and you're like, oh, yeah, let me tune in and see what they do.
I will say, though, her hair looked great. Kate's hair grew and it's pretty. I'm a girl and you can always find the good in every bitch.
Yeah.
And girl, you are Satan, but your hair is killing it. That's how we think, ladies. You
and
know.
That's what they're banking on.
Exactly.
Kate and A plus her hairstyle. Nobody watching that bullshit. So, yeah, I don't even want to spend more time on that. Anyway, we're done with that.
Okay.
So we're going to get ready to wrap this up here. We only had a couple more things here. Oh, we got to say goodbye to an icon. If you watch Gilligan's Island, the professor.
The only hot man on the cast, the professor is gone.
Died.
He could have got it. Was he gay?
I'm just a fan of his acting, but apparently Jackie would have jumped his bones up until the day he went.
Because women who are normal, we always think, could he get it? And then we think, oh, he was talented afterwards.
Are you talking about the character, the professor was talented, or the actor was?
The professor and his talent on the show, he could get it. In real life, I don't know what kind of man he was.
You know, you probably couldn't even make a cup of coffee. I'm just guessing. Like, don't you? Can't you just invent? She said, "Ma'am, I just do that on the show."
I know, right? If he was a genius on the show, why couldn't he build a boat?
Like, I can't.
From leaves and bananas.
That's it. He's like, I built this robot over here from these cans.
Yeah.
I have no idea how the fuck we're going to get out of here.
No.
Who can we call?
And we can see the mainland from here.
I built a cell phone, but I can only call the other side of the island. So, rest in peace to the professor. I think, well, yeah. We're going to... and a side note. Marianne had the shortest shorts on television at the time.
That historically.
The Smithsonian said they were the first pair of short shorts. First pair of Daisy Dukes.
Because here at Outspoken Tokens, we have the gripping topics that change America.
Yes. I thought you were talking about gripping as an ass.
Hey.
Wordplay. That's an alley-oop. That's what we call it in the entertainment business.
Tell all everybody right. Where you're going to be at. Where we going to be at. Let's tell them about us.
Oh, that's right. You get okay.
No, right now.
Okay, let's fine.
Technically,
fine.
This is our first not really unofficial kind of sort of tour together.
That is true. We have known each other for years, yet we have never gone on the road together. And so Jackie and I will be at the Madhouse Comedy Club in San Diego January 24th and 25th. Come down. Actually, no. Let me correct that. Jackie will be there on the 25th. She will be doing a show at the Ice House on the 24th.
Yes.
Okay.
But
so
still come to all of them.
Yes. If you have a time machine and you can actually, or a super fast commuter jet, come to see her. Go see her at the Ice House on the 24th of January, and come see us both at the Madhouse.
And guys, come see, because I like to gush every couple of shows. I used to watch this dude on TV. I was living in New York. I was not a comic yet. I was rooting for him, but Josh Blue won instead on Last Comic Standing in 1977. When was the show?
Shut
on? I don't even know. But that's how I knew him. I didn't know him. I was a
anyway,
fan. And then I met him. He called the police. I backed away.
Whatever.
Then we became friends.
Anyway.
He hates being fawned over.
Whatever. Anyway, so like I said, Jackie and I will be at the Madhouse Comedy Club January 24th and 25th. If you want more information, go to madhousecomedy.com and you can find information on tickets. You can get information from us on our websites, tybarnett.net,
jackiefabulous.com,
Facebook, comedian Ty Barnett,
Jackie Fabulous,
and Twitter, tbarnett23. That's right, tbarnett23.
Jackie Fabulous.
Yes, I know she likes to keep it simple for you guys. So let's get ready to wrap this up, especially speaking of where we're going to be. We have to travel. And what a lot of people may not, I don't know if you guys think about it the same way we think about it, but I've been traveling for a long time, so is Jackie, but Jackie's standards in hotels are way different than mine.
I just need, if I'm only going to be somewhere for 2 days and I have one night, I need to find somewhere to sleep. First of all, if my car won't make it, if it's a cold city or state, I won't do the car. I'll do a hotel. There could be a hooker in the bed next to me. I just need to lay my head and be able to shower.
I need it to be warm, dry, safe, and clean. That's it. And again,
that's too much.
See, that's the bullshit I'm talking about. If I can't lay my head down and sleep, I just saw a story about a dude who had to have a roach pulled out of his ear. Do you understand?
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's the shit that happens in the
real
world.
Oh, come on.
In the real world, that's
disgusting.
What happens. That's life. That's life.
I've heard a girl being raped next door, and I was okay with it. I'm like, can you just do it faster?
Let me tell you something. To be honest with you, I'd rather hear gunshots outside as opposed to having to deal with a fucking roach.
I'll stay in my car. I have driven 21 hours and taken breaks at truck stops and gotten wonderful sleep. In the middle of nowhere, a woman, which is, I'm not doing it anymore, by the way, guys. It's not wise. But because I didn't die. But I've learned because I might die if I do it again.
I was really tired. I had like 2 hours before my flight. So I drove my rental car back and parked in the airport parking lot and just climbed in the back seat. But I covered my head just in case, so nobody would know whether to call the cops or not. You know what I'm saying? So just they don't know. It's like, oh, it's somebody sleeping in the car. He looks like he's okay. So
the point is, being a comedian is glamorous as fuck.
I love it. I love it. All right, you guys, we got to get ready to get up out of here. It's been.
You said that like 9 times.
I know.
We got to get ready, guys. One day we're going
to
leave.
We're actually, we try to tell ourselves that we're going to keep these podcasts to a decent amount so you guys don't have to spend all day hearing our voices, even though I don't see what the problem is with hearing our voices all day. But we try to keep it a decent amount for you guys out there. So let's wrap this up. We'll say in closing, Bye bye to the professor. Sorry. On Gilligan's Isle. I can't do
this. Are they
this.
All dead by now?
No, Marianne's left. She's the last one. I think. Yeah, she's the last one. So goodbye to the professor. Justin Bieber. Fucking get out of leave.
Just, you're 19. Just leave. Can you just do music and relax?
That's it. Dude, enjoy the fact that you are fucking 19 and rich. Sorry. Just grow the fuck up, man. Grow the fuck up.
Because you are a man now, so stop it.
Yes. Robin Thicke, pay Marvin Gaye. That's it. Pay him. Give him his money. Cut the check. Wolf of Wall Street. I hope it wins either that or American Hustle, but I got to give the top nod to 12 Years a Slave. And I got to give the props to Jackie for being able to pronounce his name.
Not just because we're black, but it is because we're black.
Yes. Kate Gosselin, eat a dick.
Hey.
And Jim Carrey is still the man.
When he came out, they applauded so hard.
Yeah.
It's like they were saying, "What the hell? Where you been?"
He's the dude.
We still like you.
He's still the dude. And Leah Dunham, I love your titties.
Leah, you are running your world. Screw these bitches, these haters. I love your nipples.
Go get your paper.
Okay.
All right, we out, you guys. Outspoken Tokens. Ty Barnett.
Jackie Fabulous.
Peace.